Hey guys, just want to let you know the Patreon is up. Check it out, patreon.com/Beer City Media Podcast for all your extra Beer City Media needs. Now on with the show. Welcome to the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast with Ryan, Larry, Spring Hill, Josh, and the Illuma Mommy. What?
It's not a conspiracy therapy podcast.
Well, I know that. I was going to say that in a second.
But you assumed, just said it. You just said it. But how can you not say it if you just said it?
Okay, hold on. Strike that. Reverse it for a second. And on today's episode of COVID Therapy, yay!
Crises precipitate change.
Secretly plotting your demise. I want to devise a virus to bring dire straits to your environment. Crush your corporations with a mild touch. Trash the whole computer system and revert you to papyrus. I want to make a super virus strong enough to cause blackouts in every single metropolis. Because they don't want to unify us. So fuck it. Total anarchy and can't nobody stop us. You see, late in the evening, fucked up on my computer and my mind starts roaming. I create like a heathen. The first cycles of this virus, I can send through a modem.
Infiltration. Shoot. Kitchen studio. Red Dad, Beard, and the Illuma Mommy are here, but we're on the interwebs with our good friend Lawrence, the skeptic himself. How are you doing?
Howdy, folks.
He's in the Mansylvania bunker right now, broadcasting live.
Well, not for the listener.
Oh, well, to us. But yes, we're having a COVID therapy episode. Mm-hmm.
Guys, it's been a really, really shitty week.
Yes.
And if you want more, you just go to Beer City Media Podcast on... Wow, what's it called?
Patreon.
Yeah, my friend fried.
And you can find out.
You can find out why it's been a really shitty week.
Yep. Yeah. There's just. I mean, everybody. You guys are all dealing with it with COVID right now. It's just. Yeah, it's finally hitting home a bit for everybody, and we're just trying to continue to make you a show that you can appreciate and digest with your earlobes. Enjoy it. Thank you. Anyway. So, we're going to keep going. We've got some segments we've thought of.
Indeedy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
yep.
Who of the three of us I'm looking at? There's three. Am I looking at myself?
How stoned are you?
Oh, shit.
That stoned.
That stoned.
April, would you like to head off?
You know what? Yes, I would love to, because if we don't make a decision soon, we'll be here for a while.
True story.
So, I have to say 2020 has been kind of a shit show for everyone. But you know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about 50 positive things that happened in 2020 so far.
Okay. Love it.
Because we're going to take that frown, turn it upside down. So, let's talk about 2020. Okay. Number one on my list, a 103-year-old grandma beat COVID-19 and celebrated with a Bud Light.
Nice.
Well, there is hope for me, then.
Yeah, truly.
That is good.
Mm-hmm. Another thing on the list, number two, drive-in movie theaters made a comeback.
I like
that. Which is really cool.
Yeah.
I always liked the extra, like the fun of drive-ins.
Well, that's how they're doing like political rallies and or like comedy shows.
Comedy shows too, yep. And yep. Concerts.
Number three, drive-in concerts are a thing now.
Although I can't wrap my brain around the price of those because right. What you're going to see is not live.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You know, I mean, in some cases it is. Maybe, but like Metallica did their thing and it was pre-recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Are you fucking complaining about our fucking show, Josh? Don't fucking complain about our fucking show.
Yes, fuck. Lars, I am complaining about these. It's like 75.
You ever get the feeling that he's got like lifetime bad drummer syndrome? He's not that great, so he's always fighting for just
shots
notoriety.
Fired.
Big shots fired, because honestly, I don't think I. Okay. This is
for me. He's the real Ringo. Ringo is a good drummer. This guy, I'm sorry,
he's a good drummer.
Lars is not a bad drummer.
It's an AC/DC beat almost all the time.
And it
sorry,
works.
This is the hill I'm dying on.
But that's the but that's the thing. Even AC/DC, they just put out a new record like a week ago. Why mess with the formula?
still alternating current. I'm just trying to think of what the name of this AC/DC
could be. Like, it could be AC/MP3.
Yeah, right. They've made it that
far. We are AC/MP3 struck.
All of a sudden, Ryan's in a schoolboy uniform with a guitar and the.
For those like, I'd watch.
He's got a drunk upper lip.
Oh my god.
Ouch.
Shots fired.
Number four. Tiger King somehow connected us all.
It kind of did.
It did. Kinda in like a weird, like trailer trash kind of way.
You know, yeah.
We were all here for it.
Yep. Grew up in a
It was a nice distraction. Like, considering that was just as COVID was really hitting, like, we all needed a distraction because we're like, we got to get over this 3 weeks until this is cured and we're all back to our happy place.
Yep.
Oh, we used to love each other back then.
I know.
Speaking of which, have you guys heard about what's happening with Tiger King?
No.
Okay. There's a porno being made.
What?
And it has cast members of Tiger King.
No. Yes. Seriously? Which one?
Who do you think? There's three scenes. Three scenes are going to be filmed. Who do you think is going to be in all three?
I mean, I'd assume...
Carol Baskins.
Oh, God.
I'd assume the toothless boyfriend guy, because they replaced his teeth and now he's handsome.
Nope.
Is the one-armed girl going to give a stub job?
No, that's like fisting. I'm going to elbow you. Jesus. No, it's...
pretty sure that's called sword fighting, Larry.
Oh, God damn.
Yep. Oh, Lord.
No, it's actually going to be the creepy guy that bought the park.
Of course.
And his and the girlfriend. They're filming one scene together. And then they're filming a second scene where it's going to be him, his girlfriend, and the a hot monkey. Nanny.
Oh, of course.
And then the third scene is going to be the devil's three-way.
I thought that guy went to jail.
No, I don't know.
No.
Oh.
And then the third
scene.
He's
under investigation, though.
That's maybe that's something.
Maybe he won't make his hot porno. But in the third scene, she has not announced who the third person is going to be. But my vote is for Ski-Doo guy.
Mm-hmm.
He could ride that Ski-Doo all the way.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. It was
naked.
A different guy. Yeah. I've always wondered what it would look like to see a human Humpty Dumpty in a movie.
Excuse me while I lift up my belly so you can find my dick.
Hey, in there somewhere.
Hey, baby, I'm going to give you popcorn chest.
Oh my God.
You might have to be on Patreon to know that one.
Yep. Oh, God. Number five. There are 50 of these. Just heads up. Number five, we got to watch football greats Tom Brady and Peyton Manning play golf with golf greats Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods in The Match for COVID-19 relief.
Cool.
Didn't even know that happened, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Golf is boring and it sucks. Number six, restaurants shared their secret recipes so we could make them at home.
But we still don't know what those 11 herbs and spices are.
True. Pretty sure one of them is cocaine.
I'm going to say K. Donald Jr.
Hey, he's going to beat COVID with that.
That's right. Number seven... John Krasinski made Good News go viral with a YouTube series, Some Good News. We watched that. We love that. It was so nice.
Okay. Yeah, I think I saw an episode of it.
And then he ran out of good news, so he stopped.
He's like, fuck it. I'm out.
Womp, womp. Number eight. This is one of my favorites. Wearing sweatpants and t-shirts became acceptable fashion choices all day, every day.
Amen.
I mean, that was kind of my stay-at-home mom uniform in the first place. So I guess that didn't change a whole lot. But now it's more acceptable when I wear them out places. So that's nice. Number 9, restaurants got awesomely creative to enforce social distancing, including pool noodle hats, bumper boats, and dapper mannequin guests.
Wasn't it the Taco Bell in the UK? They were giving out like huge sombreros.
Yeah. I want one.
That's culturally sensitive.
Yeah, no shit. It's your fake hat to go along with your fake.
Thank you for Mexican. My sombrero. Cuisine. I will now take a siesta.
Number 10, people around the country brushed up on their sewing skills, making masks for people who need them most. I know a lot of people that did this.
Even my ex did this.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't me. Cool. I didn't do it, but I know Joanne's Fabrics was giving out like kits to make them. So, Number 11, Lady Gaga gave us a new album for sweaty dance floor fun in our living room.
Wait, are you saying Lady Gaga or Larry underscore Ga underscore Ga?
No, yes. She clearly said Lady Gaga.
I mean, Larry also gives us sweaty dance floor fun.
He does. Every time.
I try.
Number 12, Dua Lipa single-handedly saved popped music. Mm. It was popped, and now it's not popped.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, I feel like The Weeknd saved it before whoever that is.
Welcome. You're old.
Oh, my gosh. I'm old, and I know who The Weeknd is, and I know who Dua Lipa is.
You're the oldest, and I'm the middle. No, you're the middle-est. I'm the second oldest.
Yes.
You and I are in the middle.
Mm-hmm. But I like to be in the middle. No, I don't know who that person is.
She does a good song with Madonna. Mm-hmm. I think it's actually a remix.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really good.
She's good. Mm-hmm. Number 13, then Carly Rae Jepsen did it again with her new album. I will be honest, I did not listen to that. I've never been a Carly Rae Jepsen fan. Our son was super into Good Time with Owl City, and I had to listen to that song so many fucking times that I can't even stand the sound of her voice anymore.
Carly Rae Jepsen, she had like a one-off hit.
She did Call Me Maybe.
Hey,
I just met you.
Yeah, maybe.
And this is crazy.
But let's try anal, because it's going to be fun, baby.
Ooh, I'm convinced.
That's my Red Dead remix, sorry.
Number 14, The Chicks returned after 14 years with the song Gaslighter and reignited our love of twangy empowerment songs. No, they didn't, but they tried. Yeah, they're just the Chicks now.
It sounds like a list from a PR company.
Yeah.
What, the lead singer, what's her name, Natalie May.
Bobby Joe.
She always comes on a Howard Stern show. I find her to be entertaining, but the album didn't really, or that song didn't even really, like, get me.
No. Number 15, we'll all love this one. Americans rush to adopt and foster pets in need amid the pandemic.
And then they left them on the curb when they found out they were real work.
Right. Yep. Number 16, sure, we might have gained a little weight, but we rediscovered our love for old hobbies like baking and gardening.
And eating.
Yeah, that's...
I lost weight during this.
Yeah?
Show off.
Well, you also... You moved and started living by yourself through all this. Maybe those pocket pepperonis might have to do something.
How's it feel to live in Bragg City?
I stumbled on this great diet.
It's called
the Rad Dad Diet, and what you do is you start eating a burrito, then you fall asleep with the burrito on your chest, wake up 2 hours later, and continue eating the burrito.
And then question.
It's like a metabolism thing, I think, is how that works. You have to rest in between, like directly in the middle of your meal.
At that point, you're also questioning, was I supposed to record a podcast tonight? Fuck.
Yep. Number 17, we also have time to read again, and we're seizing the moment to educate ourselves. Books like Robin DiAngelo's White Fragility and Ibram X. Kendi's How to Be an Anti-Racist have topped USA Today's best-selling books list for weeks.
I've heard that masterclass thing is doing quite well right now.
Yeah.
I feel like they jumped in at the right time, too, with people being at home. Right. They're like, well, I'm going to find my passion. I want to be a great cook. And then watch some masterclass with, like,
Tony Hawk doing kickflips.
How is that cooking?
Because he's on fire. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Fire, fire, fire.
Lord have mercy. Number 18, puzzles and board games became cool again and offered a much needed break from our screens.
Well, Marty says Marty. They never went out of style, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, I've played more rounds of Sequence with my four-year-old than I care to admit.
Uno will always be in style. Thank
true.
You.
Very true.
Right now, there is a Marty who's fuming. He just flipped his table.
His board game table.
Yes.
His board game table. Going, what the hell? They're playing Sequence and Uno? While I have, like, Schnarfadarf here?
Accept this type of disgusting... And I will not accept it.
I'm going to read this instruction manual front to back three times.
You flipped a Splendor Jewel right into my eye.
You broke my sand timer.
Oh, my God. You know what the worst part is? I don't even know how to play Sequence. I just made up rules and taught them to my kid.
Mm-hmm.
So we just play, like, my version of Sequence. House and there's no winner because he gets mad when there's a winner.
Full disclosure... I did the same thing with Monopoly the first, like, seven times I played it as a kid. I'm like, yeah.
Who even needs the rules?
Everybody gets, like, half the money.
Right.
And then, if you land on it, it's yours.
Yeah, stuff like that.
It was a Monopoly. Yep. It was socialism.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Number 19.
Everybody
TikTok
wins.
Blew up. TikTok blew up and our boredom was cured.
Yeah.
I do. It's a very vapid wormhole that I can get sucked into not careful.
Listening to a four-year-old boy get upset with his mom and say, am I a penis when he's a hot dog emoji in TikTok? I mean,
it's the best.
It made me laugh cry in ways that only Lawrence and April and Josh can make me do.
Remind me when we go on the break to show you Miranda Cooper on TikTok, because it is, boy, it's something.
Oh, they're making a big deal out of this Charlie chick.
Charlie D'Amelio.
And, like, she's dating some other TikToker. And
yeah, it's like a whole thing now.
Why the fuck is this on my news feed? Come on.
Because you know what? Okay, so the TikTok news feed is, it's for your page, right?
No, and it's my on my actual page, Google news feed.
Right. But, like... it's funny because there's all these, like, super popular TikTokers, and then I go on mine because they, like, curate stuff to what you like.
Okay.
And like, videos that you've liked and people that you follow. Mm-hmm. And mine are all, like, I follow the University of New York Human Institute of Anatomy, where they show cadavers all the time. Whoa, I follow them. And some really weird shit floats into my For You page. But it's fine. Number 20, Netflix's elaborate Floor is Lava competition brought us back to the imaginary game of our childhoods. I watched 20 minutes of this and was horrendously bored.
Again, this is a PR company that made this list.
Because
it's all like 2020 art that came out.
Uh-huh. Well, I've been building couch forts, so there.
Nice.
Nothing wrong with that.
Did you know there's actually companies that right now is super popular in all my mom groups? It's this company called Nugget, and it's these big foam chunks that you can make to look like a couch or a fort. Yeah, and you know, they're like $600. It's insane.
Oh,
and there's like a wait list into like March of next year.
Jeez.
At that point, nobody's going to want them anymore.
Pretty much. Number 21, distilleries, both small and large around the country, use their resources to produce badly needed hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. That was nice. That I was like cool. Smelling like whiskey.
I have a friend
who, for reasons other than being drunk.
I have a friend who has a moonshine restaurant in Granville, and they do like cocktails and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they did the same type of thing
with
the hand sanitizer. I thought that was really cool.
That is cool. Number 22, major companies such as 3M and Apple pooled resources or shifted production to make millions of masks to help keep people safe.
It's great.
It's really cool.
And nobody nice wore them.
Yeah, and nobody wore them and everyone died.
I ain't gonna wear no goddamn mask. I came in here to smell the fruits of mire. I do not need something covering because I want to know when these oranges is ripe. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm whatever character that was. I want more of him. Number 23, Ford, GM, Tesla, and other automakers were able to make ventilators and other medical devices to help with the pandemic.
Also very cool.
See, this next one, number 24, I really like this one. Crayola launched a box of crayons with diverse skin colors for children to, quote, accurately color themselves into the world. Oh, and I know those were like flying off the shelves. And my mom groups, people were like, have you gotten the skin color box yet? Because no one can find them anywhere.
Can you imagine if we lived in a world where we were all Doug colored? Like the cartoon Doug?
Like Skeeter?
Yeah.
Ed Gein wants to show you his Crayola skin box.
See that episode.
Yep. Number 25, Amazon introduced fun new boxes that can be turned into a cat fort or a robot costume. I have not seen these. Is this a real thing?
Any box can be a cat fort.
True.
It's up to the cat.
Yeah, absolutely. Number 26, we learned that homeschooling is hard and finally recognized teachers for the heroes that they are.
Yep.
True fact.
Now because you know what?
There is only so much sitting at the kitchen table listening to my 11-year-old say, I can't do this.
Kill me.
Somebody kill me, please. Like, it's so overdramatic over long division.
Now I know he's related to me because I do that every day. Yep.
So, number 27, healthcare workers and essential workers, also heroes. Thanks, guys.
Yes. Very true.
Yes,
for doing your... heroic male prostituting duty.
I know we have a lot of listeners who work in the package delivery services and stuff like that, but
hey, thank your sister, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, thank you, Lindsay.
My aunt
She's
Kathy.
Working on the front lines.
Your aunt Kathy.
My
big
cousin
ups.
Michelle. I got a lot of. I could good list of a bunch of people in my family who are in healthcare, but
nice.
Thank you all.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Number 28. NASA named its Washington, D.C. headquarters after Mary W. Jackson, its first black female engineer.
Nice.
Very nice. Oh, boy, this one hits me right in the feels. Number 29, bird watching. Yes,
bird
please.
Watching.
I haven't had... every time I go to the store, I keep forgetting my bird feed, so my feeders are just empty, and they're not coming anymore, and it makes me really sad.
What is the thought process?
Mm-hmm.
When you get into that mode, because my grandma and grandpa, our mutual grandpa and grandma, were both bird watchers.
For me, it was just super relaxing to sit in the chair and like sit in my chair. I had the perfect view of the feeder. So like in the morning when the kids were eating breakfast, I just sort of drink my coffee and watch the feeder. And like for me, I liked seeing what birds came, and I have an app on my phone so I can like mark off which birds have been to my feeder according to like the geographical location I'm in. And it was fun for me to look at a bird and identify it and know that like, oh, that's a, you know, this kind of bird.
So it's kind of like Pokemon for
a little bit. Adults. Yeah. I got to catch them all.
Yeah.
With my bird feeder. So send your bird seed donations to P.O. Box. Ryan's working on it.
Still.
Yep.
Hey, we're all working the same amount of time. I have not had a day. I was
to have all that time at you're at work. Right? Only, like, hey.
Okay. Fine. Okay.
I can do it. I can do it.
I bet you can do it online.
It's fine.
You can.
Welcome to the Throw Ryan Under the Bus.
So forego one Pornhub visit.
If you wouldn't stand in front of the bus.
But wait, I'm stoned. I'll be fine.
He walks out in front of the bus and then blames us.
Number 30, bike trails became one of the few places in the country that were open. Some people are biking. I don't know. It wasn't me. I hate to bike. Hurts my vagina.
Wait, what were we just talking about?
Biking.
Vaginas.
Biking.
Vaginas.
Okay. Don't get them going.
Well, folks. Anyway, no. I have, because of this period, because of this pandemic, I've definitely thought way more about traveling into the woods and, like, going on hikes and, like, doing, like, long... crazy nature expeditions, just because like I remember as a kid loving playing in the woods and like pretending to be Arnold and diving from explosions, but still I always felt solace, you know, going into like a deep nature exploration. So
good job, Dora.
Yep.
I never found the map.
The map.
No swiping.
Number 31, we came up with creative ways to celebrate big milestones like drive-by birthdays and Zoom parties.
Yeah.
I would like for everyone to drive by for my birthday.
Yeah.
Ryan does every day just because he lives here.
I do, but I also did see a birthday where all the classmates drove by in cars and honked.
Oh, that's so cool.
Like they made big signs. So there are, aww. I mean, there's creative ways to make people feel special during this time.
Yep.
Number 32, for the first time ever, the Academy Award for Best Picture went to an international feature film, Parasite.
Oh, that was this year.
That was this year. It feels like 8 years ago.
It was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
It was a very good movie.
But I've got to be honest with you, I'm a huge fan of Once Upon a Time in in Hollywood. Yeah. I almost said Mexico. Sorry, my bad.
I hated that movie.
Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
It was so bad. I can't. Nope.
I just like the bromance between...
It was nice.
And Brad Pitt looks good in that movie.
Like the 2 seconds that he's doing the roof of his shirt off.
Well, okay, here's the truth of the matter.
I love April
just doesn't like Quentin Tarantino.
I really don't. I can't, nothing...
tries to use cinema douchey.
He's douchey. His movies come across douchey. Like, it's like he's trying too hard. Like, yeah, I get it.
Talky.
Yeah. It's not my bag.
He's super smart. He's watching his movies super smart. And I'm like, no.
Like, I feel like I shouldn't have to work this hard to understand, like, the underlying, like, this is supposed to mean something more than, like, the actual, what the movie is. Like, I don't need to think that hard.
Yeah.
Here's the movie.
What shouldn't be on my thought process is how he could have cut 45 fucking minutes out of that movie.
Yeah, amen.
Any movie that he's made.
We were a third of the way into Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and I was like, well, this has got to be getting close to being done, right?
No.
Nope. Hope you like sitting here for another 2 fucking hours.
Yeah. Enjoy this 10-minute slow-mo of a guy tying his shoelaces.
I love
it. Hey, you put that in black and white and make that person a mime, it's a fancy French indie film.
It's true.
Ooh la la.
Number 33, speaking of Brad Pitt, he charmed us with jokes during the awards season. He also won his first Oscar and made a hunky Anthony Fauci on Saturday Night Live.
Yep, that's nice. Sexualize Dr. Fauci.
Number 34.
Wait, you're not supposed to want to sleep with the Trix Rabbit?
The Trix Rabbit. Number 34. Billie Eilish swept the Grammys and announced a new single. I do love me some Billie Eilish.
She's
amazing.
I've liked all the new Katy Perry songs.
I don't think I've listened to any of them.
She just dropped a song called Smile I really like.
Nice.
And the girls like it because it's got a little Michael Jackson, Quincy Jones kind of
sweet production. I've been listening to a lot of Ashnikko.
I like What's that?
She's like a more edgy, like, sweary, slutty version of Billie Eilish.
Ooh.
So really good. I love her a lot.
Is that like the same ASMR style vocals? Then?
I'll play it for you when we go on break because I think you would appreciate it. Okay, number 35, Alicia Keys as Grammy's host gave us a much needed moment of comfort following the death of Kobe Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, that was another thing that happened in 2020.
That's how 2020 started, was Kobe Bryant.
Yep. Number 36, love is still blossoming amid quarantine thanks to drones, digital dinners, and an inflatable plastic bubble. I guess.
Interesting.
Yep. I saw that movie with Jake Gyllenhaal, Bubble Boy.
That's right. I think John Travolta actually did the original Bubble Boy, though.
Did he really?
Something like that. I just remember he was like one of his first movies. He's like, I have a horrible disease. I'm John Travolta. Watch my dance moves.
Is it weird?
Okay.
I was so unprepared for how good your John Travolta is, Larry.
So was I. I didn't even know what it had in me. The first time I've ever tried it.
I liked it. That should be a reoccurring character here. Number 37, after casting 40 seasons of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, ABC finally cast its first black male lead, Matt James.
Too soon!
With the whitest name.
Matt James.
But it's still really exciting.
Why are they trying to politicize The Bachelor?
I know, jeez. Number 38, they're celebrities...
They're just pushing their culture down our throats.
I hate that black men have bigger dicks than me. They automatically should give me money from the government. From the black people to me, because their dicks are bigger. Ooh, I'm white.
Oh, number 38.
Generic white guy.
Yes, exactly. Celebrities surprised graduates at virtual commencement ceremonies.
Oh, if you could cool.
If you could have had any celebrity talk at your commencement ceremony, who would it have been?
Oh, that's a great question.
Weird Al.
Mm.
Ooh, good one.
Interesting.
Okay.
Oh, that would have been cool, too.
Helen Keller.
I just imagine her on a Zoom meeting and she's facing the wrong direction and just mumbling. And all you see is the back of her head.
You will now go on.
By the way, nobody can be offended by this because they can't hear it.
True.
The people that could be offended by that won't even hear it.
God. A special reminder, this is a comedy podcast. You're in the comedy genre.
That's right.
I will now officially apologize to all our deaf listeners.
Thank you for that apology, Larry.
You're so welcome. Heartfelt.
Number 39.
I just signed an apology to our blind listeners.
Right. Number 39, Beyonce dropped some fierce surprises like her Juneteenth track, Black Parade, and for her visual album, Black is King.
I watched some of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not really got it.
Yeah.
Not really got it.
Not really got it?
Is that like a sentence?
It is now.
I talk like a four-year-old, I guess.
That's... I was going to say, I feel like that's something I actually said to you this morning. Mom, not really got it. Number 40, Taylor Swift dropped a surprise of her own, her eighth and probably best ever studio album. Ooh. I have not listened to it. I would not know.
Who was it?
Sorry. Taylor Swift.
Oh, ooh. Yeah, it is really good.
Yeah.
It's very good.
I haven't listened to it, but all my dudes that are my boys who dig Taylor Swift have been like, oh my God. Have you heard it?
Those are your friends?
It reminds me of the member berries from South Park.
I remember.
Number 41, Ashley Graham, Jenna Dewan, Anderson Cooper, and more stars welcomed the most adorable babies.
Stars.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Number 42, smaller movies and hidden.
I'm sorry, I have to go back.
No, go ahead.
I hope Anderson. Did Anderson name his kid? I would hope he would name his kid Anderson Pooper because he's a baby and he poops a lot.
I mean, my thing is, if he doesn't nickname him Minnie and just call him Minnie Cooper, I feel like that's a missed opportunity big time.
Yep.
Like Anderson Jr. and they just call him Minnie.
Minnie Cooper.
Minnie Cooper.
And then Minnie Cooper can marry Minnie Driver.
There you go.
Although the age difference is ridiculous.
It would be a hyphenated last name, Minnie Cooper Driver.
I got a question.
Yes.
Oh, if you could marry any...
This is going to be a silly question. I can tell by the look on his face.
It's super silly. I said if you could, but I'm if you had to marry an inanimate object, what would it be?
My vibrator.
Okay.
Never lets me down. Always performs.
Taking notes, Josh. Taking notes.
Yep, that's I staged all that so that Josh had to make sure that he paid more attention to his wife. This is an elaborate ploy to record audio of us as friends to make sure that Josh knows that April loves her dildo.
He knows.
I know.
But you're also her dildo. Think about it, man.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
No. Okay. Well, I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
You're her dildo.
Yeah, just alive. I've always wanted to do one of those Clone a Willy things where you get his dick hard and put it in like plaster of Paris.
Really?
Yeah, and then you make your own. It's like you make a mold out of it and then you put silicone in and it's like an actual clone of his dick.
I'd have so much extra plaster. I could like I could redo a whole wall.
Or a whole
Larry
dog.
Larry just pours
all the damage in my garage. Could Bondo a car with it.
Larry just pours his plaster of Paris into a Dixie cup.
A thimble. Thank you for the Dixie cup.
Oh my God. Make a full a plaster of your whole body, and that way you could have the devil's three-way with Aaron and yourself.
Oh, there you go.
We could Eiffel Tower, yeah.
You can Eiffel Tower with yourself.
You'll have to get socks for that.
Socks. You have to put socks on the. Yeah.
Yep.
Listen to the Patreon if you want that story.
Oh my God.
The Patreon that comes out 2 days after this. And then go back and listen to this, and the jokes will make sense.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Don't you know you're supposed to listen to these backwards? Oh my God. Number 42. Number 42. Smaller movies and hidden gems are suddenly at our fingertips via streaming. That's nice.
It's always been there.
Number 43. Three words. Hamilton, the movie. It lives up to the hype. We still have not watched it. I really want to. Though.
I watched it. It's good.
I've not seen it.
Yeah. Number 44. We realize how much we love and need sports and its ability to unite us.
No, I'm good.
I'm good. Baseball
was fun. The basketball playoffs were fun. Football, I don't care.
Yeah. Number 45, with toilet paper out of stock, bidets are booming, which is good news for our behinds and less wasteful.
Which are also booming.
Your behind is, well, I know your behind is booming tonight.
Yeah.
We had salad for dinner, so.
You know, as much as Josh hates Phil Collins, all of his farts always sound like the drum solo from I can feel it coming in there tonight. He's in denial.
That's the air Phil Collins was talking about.
Yeah, there's definitely something in it. It's fecal.
I'm like, nature. Josh. I'm like, Josh, what was that noise? And he looks at me and he does the...
That's the genesis of a bad smell.
He knows how to fill... Collins?
And what? Like Phil Collins,
I don't know.
My farts are full of shit.
Oh my God. I don't know how proud you should be of that, but okay. Number 46, musicians took to social media to give us personal concerts from home. That was really cool. I watched a lot of those.
Well,
the Post Malone Nirvana covers one was dope. It was so good.
10 out of 10.
It all dropped off the face of the earth.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we're not making that much money. Well, KT Tunstall's still doing like full actual live shows. So
I feel like indie artists are more prone to.
Right. I was going to say there are definitely a couple of bands that I follow like on Instagram that post more like regular from home stuff.
Yeah. The band Psycho Stick like twice a week go on and they just on their Facebook, you can go on there and watch them play for like 2 or 3 hours.
Nice.
What kind of stick was it?
Psycho Stick.
Oh, okay.
They're the bands that have the beer is good, beer is good, beer is good, and stuff.
I like that song, actually.
Mm-hmm. Their music's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Number 47, late night talk show hosts continue to bring the funny from their homes with adorable special guests, their kids. I am never up late enough to watch late night TV, but I'm assuming it's funny.
Sure.
Number 48, while coronavirus pushed many museums to close, it opened up their collections to audiences virtually. This is really cool. I've watched some of those virtual tours, like with the kids and like tours of zoos and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Those are really fun.
Yeah.
That's very awesome. Interesting. Number 49, people brought out their Christmas decorations to bring cheer during quarantine. I have my Christmas tree sitting on the couch, ready to go, because I need it. I really need it.
I love Christmas lights. I will say that. Halloween's my favorite holiday, but Christmas always gets me in the mood for naps.
I love Yeah, I love Christmas. I'm not big into Halloween because I'm an adult, but Christmas is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Drop it like it's hot, Lawrence.
Well,
you can tweet me at Larry_Ga_Ga for all your hate.
He hates Halloween.
God.
I'm indifferent so the to last, Halloween.
Yeah. The last one on my list, number 50, weddings still happened over Zoom, and it was beautiful. I didn't attend any Zoom weddings.
No.
I attended one live in-person wedding, only because it was my dad.
My cousin on my dad's side, I attended his Zoom wedding. It was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Zoom. I'm just sitting there with like my other Pornhub tab open. And I'm like, come on, guys.
Forgot to close the Zoom, and all you see him is. It's like Jeffrey. He's Jeffrey Toobin right there on the.
Oh, Lord.
Let's not forget that Jeffrey Toobin jerked off in front of his work associates.
Oh, my gosh.
Weird.
Beautiful.
You know, it wasn't on that list. We also got that fantastic cover of About a Girl from Puddle of Mud this year.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. That boy, that happened.
We had that great celebrity version of Imagine that just was.
Oh, yeah. That Gal Gadot started and it just like, crashed and burned.
Imagine we don't have possessions. Yeah, it's pretty easy for me because I'm poor. Thank you. You rich.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well, cool. That was a fun list of
April,
good stuff.
Thanks.
Yeah, of course.
I feel so much better.
I do, too.
I mean, thank Josh, because he came up with this idea while I was sleeping, because my fibro was bad today.
Thank you, me.
Josh, you're awesome.
He's a good husband. He's a great husband, indeed.
He's an amazing husband. He and is. Apparently a great dildo.
You know,
well, we don't know yet.
Somebody send me the Kelowna Willy for Christmas, and I'll let you know how it goes. Although, you know what? I don't know how it would work, though. It's like, how do you stay hard long enough for the plaster repairs to set?
I don't know. You said...
Because, like, don't you think at some point you'd be like, oh, well, this is boring. And then you'd have, like, a weird, like, horn-shaped situation.
Well, you know, for me, I guess it depends what kind of cousin fucking video am I watching on Pornhub. That'll...
Step cousin, no!
Well, yes. Okay, so thank you, April, for your incredible, uplifting, take you just cradle you in your arms, love those corporations list. And yeah, well, actually, do we want to take a... No, okay. Do you want to do your part now?
I mean, we could. Sure. I didn't know if you wanted to do yours or Larry's.
I was going
to
do mine last, if that's cool.
Yeah, I'll do mine after the break.
Okay. I'll do mine then. All right. So I thought it'd be fun for the listeners to get to know us a little bit better.
Yeah, why not? Mm-hmm.
And what better way of doing that than to ask you guys hypothetical questions? So
okay.
I have a list of a 170 of them, and I'm not going to ask all of them.
Okay.
Okay. Hypotheticals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll start off first.
All right.
If you were a Transformer, what vehicle would you turn into?
Oh.
Larry, you want to go first?
I'd say a pickup truck.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
I don't know why, but that's what I'm going to say.
Because everyone would be bothering you. Hey, Larry, do you want to come over to our house and help us move?
Right.
Put gas in your tank.
I don't know. You got pizza and beer?
Fair enough. I would be like a food truck.
A food truck?
I would be like a transforming like taco truck.
Who cares? Oh, Optimus Prime. Here comes the
French.
Hey, I'm making up my own Transformers.
I love it.
Yeah.
I was going to say the Illumabot, here to save the day with all of her food truckeries.
Mm-hmm. Food truckeries.
What about you, Ryan? What would you turn into?
I'm going to be a fucking Top Gun F-15.
Wow, okay.
I don't know what they're called. The Air Force
F-16s.
Yes.
F-16s. Mm-hmm. I'm one...
Navy one, boy.
I'm 1 point less than that.
You just step down.
Mm-hmm. He's, well, you see,
he's an F-4.
Hey! We're the jets on this ship. You see that one over there? That's one short, all right?
That one runs on rum.
It's the jet that's just licking the battleship.
Oh, my God.
I would turn into a
plane.
I would turn.
I'm gonna fry.
I'm a fry.
I could go real high.
Mission accomplished.
You went in the water.
Oh my God.
I would turn into a 1969 Scarlet Red Corvette Stingray.
I thought you were gonna say Scarlet Red Dildo.
Because that's an automobile.
Because that's a vehicle.
It depends on who you are. So, sure gives me a damn good ride.
Mm-hmm.
Hey now.
Hey. It takes you somewhere, at least, right?
Boy, howdy, yeah. Does it.
Takes you to O-Town.
Number two.
That's right.
Number two. What laws would you abolish if you could, and what law would you create?
Hey, man. I'd abolish the law that says can't smoke weed everywhere. No, okay. Honestly, I apologize. If I'm just going to let myself go first.
Okay, go for it.
If I could abolish a law, I would say... Oh, this is tough because I feel like any way I fall on... Because most laws...
Are dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say parking tickets because those are such a nuisance. And I know April mentioned like recently something about hating paying to park.
No, that was Larry. Was me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's just it's a fucking spot. Just whatever.
You're paying for space around.
Stupid.
I just hate it. I hate the smug way about that. They kind of sneak you into that whole thing and having to pay for something. Because I've definitely been in a position where I've parked somewhere for work and it's fine to park there. Mm-hmm. And then literally 2 months later, somehow it's pay to park.
Yeah. Yep.
Or like after a certain time, it's like after 6 p.m., you can't park here. It's like, why?
Yeah.
All right. So.
Yep.
What law would you create?
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. What would I create? I guess, and this is going to sound stupid, but it's like I would pass a law where every politician had to show who his sponsorships or his what do you call those people? Lobbyists and like his corporate like interest rate is like some way that there was like
make him wear one of those NASCAR jumpers.
Yeah, exactly.
with all the sponsors patched on.
Exactly.
See, Senator Robinson over there, he's got Netflix, he's got Pfizer, he's got, what's that, Bayer, and, Bob Evans. Well, I'm voting for him.
Bob Evans. Oh, God. Yeah, let's see, what would I abolish? Probably speeding tickets, because that's what I have the most of.
I feel like anything we say is going to be abolished, something that has to do with, like, traffic and any sort of...
Right. As far as creating one, oh, boy, that is really quite a loaded question, isn't it? I would say if I could create a law, God, I don't know. This is a lot harder than I was expecting it to be. I would say I would make it a law that every 5 years after you hit retirement age, you have to retake a driving test.
That's not a bad idea.
Because a lot of accidents that are, especially the ones that are close to home, are people who should not be driving. And don't get me wrong, I think it's great if you're like 90 years old and you can drive and you're a great driver, that's fine. But like it's proven that you're your reflexes slow down the older you get. And I feel like just as much as you have to take a test when you're 16 to prove that you can do it, you should probably also do it as you get older too.
I can still drive. Just because you can see all you see behind me is knuckles and blue hair doesn't mean I'm a bad driver.
Right.
I won't wear a mask. I kneel. Or wait, before. No, they don't kneel.
They kneel
I don't
before kneel. God.
I just old ladies, man. Old men too. I mean, Jesus, that's such a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, thank you. Have those occasionally.
Let's see here. I would ban. You know, I would take away the marijuana laws.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Pretty easy. And then my new law would be no more new laws because laws are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I really think a lot of them are stupid. There's common sense ones, murdering, all that shit, but.
Right.
Like a lot of it's like, yeah, now we're going to ban large sodas. Okay. Right. That's stupid.
That was New York City, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yep. Like, okay. Like, fucking police are going to enforce that.
Like, right.
I would create a law that you have to pass a, like, a how you're doing, not economically. To be able to, but like you have to pass like a test or something to be able to have kids because there are too many people that have too many kids.
Yeah.
And well, overpopulation.
Welcome to
is
Nazis. The Nazis did that. Yeah. The Nazis made you try to pass a test to have kids.
Right. I mean, I agree with that to an extent because, like, I have a cousin who has four kids and she tried to put water in her gas tank because she thought anything liquid made it go. So.
Wow, that's you know, a new one.
Yeah, it was a shock for us all.
And the law I would abolish is jaywalking.
That is a stupid one.
That's one of those laws they just don't enforce either.
No, they don't
unless
care.
You have a dickhead traffic cop that's like, hey, I saw what you did there when there was no traffic in eyesight.
You walked all in right. The letter J shape. Not legal. Oh.
How dare you?
All right. If
but
you
no,
were
it was a small J. I jumped. That's how you make the dot on the
that's, right. That's how you get to the curb.
That's how you make the dot on the yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you were a food, what yes. food would you be?
Ooh, this is easy for me. Artichoke. Prickly on the outside, but soft in the inside.
That's a really good one. That is you.
I would say I'm an avocado. Because I mix well with.
Oh. I thought you were going to say because you're good for about 20 seconds.
April's a twinkie.
Burn! Because
avocados have a shelf life of 20 seconds.
Right?
Look, I'm just saying I'm like guacamole for this
look,
shit.
I only said it because you said avocado and avocado. Right. Yeah. Anyways.
Fuck, I guess
Josh would be popcorn.
Mm-hmm. He would be
a pillowcase of popcorn.
Again, another one that they won't understand.
Listen to the yeah. I think we've all done that now. I think that's every one of us.
Oh my god. What would I be?
A Twinkie.
A Twinkie? Why?
Soft on the outside and cream in the
I figured he was going to make a cream joke. Yeah,
the reason that the reason that was so funny is that he was, you know, when he tells a joke and he laughs at it to himself, he was laughing the whole extra at that joke.
He laughs before the joke. Such comedic timing to laugh before the joke.
Hey, at least you know it's coming.
It's true.
It's
April. It is true.
It's authentic. Oh my God.
All right. So, well, if I called you a Twinkie, a what tinky? Am I here?
A Tinkie?
A Tinkie?
It's a Tinkie.
I love a good Tinkie.
What am I, dear?
What are you? I mean,
he's clearly oh shit. What's the name of those? The green fruit.
Kiwi.
A kiwi because of the beard.
Yeah. Yep.
He's a furry fruit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my furry fruit.
That's what all adults call their sex organs.
Right. My furry
fruit. My furry fruit.
You and a take a nip off my furry fruit.
I've tasted your fruit juice.
Hey, is your cousin here? Because I want to rub my furry fruits on him.
If you could be the CEO of any company, what company would you choose?
I would work for Amazon, and then I would destroy it.
Okay, so you can be broke?
Yeah, right? Smart.
Yeah, I know.
Great. I mean, they gotta live in a gutter now.
Right? Let's see.
I was just joking, though.
I'd be the CEO of Qdoba.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. So
I just want free burritos.
Oh, aluminum.
That's literally the only thing I'd be in it for.
Burrito bowls?
Oh. Yes.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, God. They're so good.
Oh, my goodness.
I would be the CEO of Guitar Center.
Not Sony?
No, Guitar Center. Shocked. Because then I could have any musical equipment
I want. You're going to have to pull them out of bankruptcy first.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's fine.
But if anybody's to do it, it would be you.
I'd put
my money behind you, Josh.
Same.
I wouldn't.
If I was honestly though the CEO of something, I feel like I'd want to be like invested in something like a, I don't know, like a streaming music service
that actually pays their
something like that that would try to upend Spotify, just because obviously we know about the money that artists don't get, but
right,
like, just kind of like maybe upgrade the quality of the audio a bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's like FLAC files.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. So that's not a real company. So I guess technically I'd want to rework Spotify and just be the CEO of Spotify.
Fair enough.
I'm going to go with something that is easy and sells itself and doesn't require much work. Mm-hmm. So I would be the CEO of Charmin.
Nice.
Like, yeah. Everybody buys toilet paper. Like,
right.
How you difficult. Need shit tickets.
I mean, look. It sells itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's true. What two animals would you like to switch the sounds they make?
Like switch them with each other?
Yes.
Oh, this is easy. I'll go first. Whale and mouse.
Yep.
They're just so polar opposite.
Mm-hmm. I would like to switch a turtle with a lion so that when they're having sex, the lion just went. Yep. And then a turtle would roar. Yep.
It's actually pretty good.
Hey, man, I heard them turtles having sex out there, and I got scared and ran away.
I would switch a cat and an elephant.
Mm, that would be good.
You know, can you imagine your cat eat? It would just be,
oh, my God. I would have to kill her at like that point.
Sound like the trumpet section of a big band, jazz band.
Right?
See, this whole question is like kind of got me in my head because now I'm like wondering, like, sea creatures, they don't make any noise when they talk.
Whales do.
Well, but like, what does a shark say? Is a shark just like,
it says baby shark, do 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 do, or it goes do 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 do. They just do. That's what they do.
Yep.
In my head, I was like, what does a shark talk like? Because when you said whale, I was instantly like, wait, do fish talk, man?
I think you're overthinking this question. Right.
Yeah.
A shark. Bite, bite. Snap, snap. Chewy, chewy, chewy. Snap, snap. Bite, bite. Chewy, chewy.
Oh, my God.
You're so delicious. Chomp, 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 chomp.
I am a very happy shark from France.
Oh, no.
I just eating a cheese. Yeah, I don't know. I'd switch a duck and a cat.
Yeah. Okay.
I like that.
I can get behind that.
What cartoon world do you wish you could live in for a week? Larry's is King of the Hill, obviously.
don't know. Is it?
I'd want to be in the Simpsons in the good era.
Mm. Mm-hmm. They'd look down and be like, where's my other finger?
Probably.
I would want to live in like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles just so I could try the pizza because it always just looked really good. Mm-hmm. Like cartoon pizza looks so drippy and delicious.
Slurpy, melty.
Yeah. I feel like that's something I wouldn't even see the turtles. I'd just go to whatever local pizza joint and hang out at the pizza place. Hey,
bro. Welcome to
I'm just like, no. Well, you got the wrong April.
Hey, bro, welcome. Join us and we will flush these turtles down the drain.
Wow.
It's Krang.
Oh, Krang, it sounded like the cast of Yo Gabba Gabba.
It did. I love being on conspiracy therapy.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh.
How about you, Larry?
You would think King of the Hill, but that's my real life. True. So I'm going with Bob's Burgers.
Oh, nice. Oh,
they always seem to have kind of fun adventures and looks fun.
It's true.
It's a very funny show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Cartoon. You know what? I'm going to go extreme. I'm going to say Dragon Ball Z.
Wow.
Because he's dragging balls over your face, April.
Oh, I can take care of him, April. Improve my services.
Awesome.
What weird thing would you make socially acceptable if you could?
I'll start right now. As a dude in the summer, a skirt would be nice.
Yo,
that's a good one.
I got to agree with that.
I would totally wear. They've tried this multiple times with the male prostitute union has tried to approve kilts as appropriate wear.
Huh.
But because everybody is so homophobic, they voted down every year.
Oh, that's so sad.
No, don't wear a kilt. Fuck you. So what if I wear a kilt? How does that affect you in any way, shape, or form?
Right.
Ugh.
Oh,
it's
man.
All about easy access, man. True. For being male prostitutes, we need easy access.
Airflow.
Airflow. Josh has got it. It's about the airflow.
No, mm-hmm. I that's my answer, too. That's perfect.
Yep. Would I change? I would probably, I don't know. I would make it more acceptable to, like, not wear a bra places.
Yeah.
Because that's really, it's the fucking worst.
Yeah.
I hate it. And there's nothing I would love more than to be sitting here right now with you and just have my tits resting gently on the tops of my thighs.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, like, not a thing I can do.
Aaron says that too. That she's like, oh, I now I got to put a bra on because I'm going out. I'm like,
yeah. Let me put it this way. You know that feeling of relief that you get when you're in the grocery store for a while and then you come out and you take your mask off.
Yeah,
like that, but tits,
but twice.
Yeah, but twice exactly. Yep.
Yeah, guys really don't have that issue.
No.
No.
How about you, Ryan?
If I could change something, make it okay, I guess,
drunken public,
disorderly conduct, masturbation,
Lawrence,
good Lord, Josh.
Wow.
I know Larry like fire, you know, burns me. And then Josh is like, yeah, I got the kerosene.
I'm going to put this out with more gasoline.
Oh God.
No, I think I would farting. I would break that barrier down because look, this last week I Googled this cause I got curious. I wanted to know,
okay,
do men fart more than women or do women fart more than men? Well, guess what, fellas?
50-50.
No. We're the tootiest sons of bitches on the planet because it's like seven times more than women.
I saw that too.
Like, wow.
It's because I'm eating a salad and you're eating a fucking steak. Protein farts.
Smell it, woman. Oh, that's me processing God. This delicious meat.
Dude, whenever Josh farts, he goes, my beef is strong. And that's pretty much all you need to know about our marriage.
But honestly, wouldn't you feel more comfortable with some beautiful woman if you walked up to her and she just blasted ass? You'd be like, damn, she's confident.
Hi, my name is Mary Sullivan.
She's just like, sorry, I got nervous. I boofed.
I like to play Yahtzee. Uno.
And Lady Whispered.
No, that was a lady yell. That's why I yell at it until April.
Yep.
All right. If you could level up any aspect of yourself, like strength, intelligence, charisma, but you had to decrease another aspect by of yourself by the same amount, what would you increase and what would you decrease?
Okay. Easy. I would increase my metabolism and decrease my appetite.
We have a winner.
Yarp.
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 I guess I would increase my... I'm one of those people who I always regret at the end of the week if I haven't like tried really hard to like get something done.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I guess increase my productivity.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe decrease my lack of going to bed on time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I'm going to say, let me think. I'm going to decrease my, God, Ryan just hit on something that I'm going to get real. I would increase my discipline and decrease. No, wait. God, think about this. This is tough. I would increase my height and decrease my tolerance for alcohol.
There you go.
Ooh, yeah. Let's see. I already have the smartest wife in the world, so, and I'm kind of dumb already, so I'm going to make myself dumber.
You're not dumb. What?
Why would you make yourself dumber?
He can because afford
I'm,
it.
I'm going to increase.
Hi, it's me, the beard.
You're decreasing your intellect. That was my impersonation. Sorry.
I'm going to increase my
income. Long.
Oh shit! Get that plastic shit on his dick, so you'd get a hard cast thing.
What?
What just had you a seizure?
It was a bunch of words that I understood, but the sentence
something
itself,
happened
I didn't
here.
Understand?
And I don't know what it was.
Well, he's saying you were saying increases dong, so I was imagining you getting. Wasn't that what we talked about earlier about the
plaster? Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
No, I get it.
I would increase my charisma.
Oh, like your ability to just.
So you'd be dumb, but you'd have good charisma.
Yes, okay. Like Chris Pratt.
Hey, baby. I don't look in there. Your shirt says made in heaven. Pick up line.
Damn it, Larry. I told you not to use my. Pickup line on the show.
Oh, God.
If money wasn't a concern, where would you live? What would you do? And what would your lifestyle look like?
Oh, fuck. Oh.
I would live by the water. I would have...
Like a creek?
No, not...
A pond!
A van down by the river.
You've heard of a river runs through it. This is a overflow of toilet runs through it.
We have a 2-foot creek.
Oh my God.
Like sometimes, by the ocean or
only after it rains do we have a creek.
Yes, by the ocean. I would like to live by the ocean and have like one of those cool like epic beach house type things.
Ooh, like Tony Stark?
Like yes. Willie Nelson. What's that Gang of Four that hangs out in Hawaii and just smokes weed all day and plays chess?
Oh, yep.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's, Willie Nelson.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm in.
Them. And the other three guys.
That I can't name. I'm gonna be there.
Right.
I can,
how about
Woody
you?
Harrelson?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. There it is.
Is it Owen Wilson?
Probably. May as well be.
Sure.
Good enough.
Wow.
What was it again? Where would I live?
Where would you live? What would you do? And what would your lifestyle be?
I would probably live in the country, somewhere where I can't see my neighbors. I would be able to have like a little area in my backyard for like a garden and maybe some chickens and my pet pig.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like Animal Crossing to me.
It is.
Sounds like real, Michi's house.
Yeah, that's kind of, I would love to live at Michi's house, but no, I would live there. I would, I don't know. My lifestyle would be like relaxed, casual. I wouldn't want to be the CEO of anything. I would just want to be maybe like a work from home job where I could just hang out and make sure my kids got off to school on time. And
see, now you're saying that, and I'm picturing myself as that CEO of Spotify, but I'm like doing like a,
I'm Mr. Spotify.
I'm like Michael Douglas. I'm like Michael Douglas in Wall Street, just like walking up and down on the beach with like one of those big cordless phones. Like,
yep.
Hello.
Oh my God.
I'm Michael Douglas.
Mr. Spotify here.
Right. And I'm just yelling and screaming on the phone. Buy, sell, buy, sell. And then I throw the phone in the water and go eat Twinkies.
Oh Lord.
Yeah. How about you, Larry?
I'm going to pick a specific state and say Texas. And I'm
hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I would like Texas for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to Austin or?
Yeah. Austin. Right. Yeah. Or San Antonio.
Okay.
Nice.
What am I going to do? I'm going to be a musician. That's like my number one passion.
Oh, yes. There you go. I love it.
So you'd be doing the same type of music or?
Yeah. Just if it's for video games or commercials or whatever, like soundtrack, whatever. Just as long as I'm creating music, I'm happy.
Yeah.
And what was the third part of that?
Well, that's, what would your lifestyle be like?
Oh, my lifestyle would be, I don't know, it wouldn't be extravagant. That doesn't seem like me. Be pretty normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in my head, when I think of, like, that fantasy alternative, I always just picture myself literally just, like, doing, like, normal things I would have already been doing, like, say, during a vacation as a kid with my family.
Right.
Like, I picture the water. I would love to get it more into fishing. Every time I've ever gone fishing, so I've had a blast.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially, oh, dude, fishing on edibles?
Oh, I'm there.
Nice.
I love the idea of living in the country. And so what I would pick actually...
Back to your roots, man.
I would live in Colorado.
Ugh.
And we would have a very nice house with lots of windows so you can see the mountains and whatnot.
Would it be like one of those log cabin styles?
If it's big.
Giant big logs. Oh, those are nice. So cool.
And the thing that'd be like great is because I would, if money's not an issue, I would have a recording studio with professional gear. And, that way I could record. And then I can send that music to Larry.
I get fucked in this universe. No, it'd be my pleasure, actually.
And honestly, it'd be nice to not have to work. But at the same time, it's like having a part-time job, maybe working in a music store, just so that you can get out of the house.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like a sense of purpose that right. way.
Yeah. And then you're doing something that you're legitimately having fun with, like just talking about the things that you love.
Yeah.
Not that I don't like my job. I do, but I
think you could sell people some bases.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
exactly.
Right? Like, no problem.
Exactly.
And some pedals.
For sure. Pedals. So, yeah, I mean, we would be pretty much living our same life.
You save up and you get that money where you can retire fairly early, then you can pick up a part-time job at a guitar store.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
If you could get a ticket to any show or event, what would you want a ticket to?
The Cubs World Series.
Ooh.
Didn't even have to think about it.
Yeah. Man, that's a good one.
Mine would be VIP meet and greet, first front row center at a Dream Theater concert.
Oh, meet and greet, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mine, oh, God. I honestly don't know. I would probably do, like, then not that they're that hard to come by, but I would do a meet and greet with, like, front row Biffy Clyro, because that's what they're one of the best bands I've ever seen live, which isn't that stupid. Like, I would go pick a band that I've already seen, but
no, I don't think so.
No, I get it.
Yeah. I mean, you're drawn to it because it's something you like, mm-hmm. or love or whatever.
Yeah,
that's true.
I feel like I would want to go back in time and see David Bowie, Ziggy Stardust.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would be a good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll do a couple more.
Okay.
If you could erase one thing from existence, even the memory of that thing, what would it be?
I would... This is... I don't mean to get too personal here, but
mm-hmm.
I guess, like, for me, would be probably the area of my memory that is part of what gave me lifelong anxiety.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's not necessarily, because it kind of makes me who I am too.
Right.
But it's just, it's kind of an eternal sunshine of the spotless mind type answer, mm-hmm. of like, oh, just erase this. But it's like, yeah, I mean, right. if I could function without that
mm-hmm.
problem, it'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say the same thing for me. It was just childhood stuff that doesn't need to be talked about here. But
I had something pop up and I was not paying attention to what the question was. Sorry.
If you could erase anything from That's history, right. even the memory of it, what would it be?
The slaughter of the Jews by the Nazis.
Yeah, it's exactly what I was thinking. The Holocaust.
The Holocaust. I couldn't come up with the word Holocaust.
See, now I feel bad because I did something so personal. By
the German people.
I was thinking about it on a more, I guess, like, personal level. Like, erase it from my own history.
Yeah, I guess if I would have thought of it in that context, probably a whole swath of us, probably 100% of us would say, no Holocaust.
Here's the thing is, though, because you guys said that, I'm kind of thinking that's kind of makes me who I am today. So I don't know. It's like that butterfly effect.
Right. You don't know where you'd be or who you'd turn out to be.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind
Fair of enough.
What I was thinking, too.
Mm-hmm.
But... No, it's a great answer.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. So, what futuristic thing from a sci-fi movie or book do you really wish existed right now?
Three shells.
I would say I always loved in, like, Back to the Future 2 and The Fifth Element when I saw the floating cars. Like, mm-hmm. I just thought for sure we would have hovercrafts or...
Nope. Whatever. We have ordering toilet paper on your toilet while you're on your telephone. That's what we get.
I did see that. Was it Nike is finally putting out the self-tying shoes?
Really?
Really?
Yeah, hey, those are finally dope. A thing.
Interesting.
Yes, I love those.
As much as I would like to say the ability to use the Force... I can't because that's... so I'm going to go with the other make-believe thing and say a lightsaber.
Mm. Nice.
Okay. That would be badass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Someone breaks into your house. Nope, I'm out.
Especially like standing at the top of the stairs and I have like the red lightsaber.
Here, let's go out to my car. You take whatever you want. I'm out of here. You can steal from me now. You have a lightsaber.
Oh my God. Like, I guess if I could pick something from the future or like from sci-fi, it'd be like healing tech, like stuff that in like from Black Panther and like super advanced medical technology.
Yeah,
well, that was in the good too. Yeah. That was in the Fifth Element as well. Mm. Was it starts with like the only remaining part of her body is like her hand, and they reconstruct it through her whole body through DNA and all that stuff. It's like. Yeah.
I'm going to say from the movie Idiocracy.
Oh, boy.
I want the show Ow My Balls.
Yes. Garrett would watch the hell out of
That's
it.
All I want. I'm a simple man.
We actually, before we started recording tonight, I was talking to Garrett about The Simpsons and decided to go on YouTube and pull up like best of clips. And he saw the man gets hit in, by ball clip of getting hit in the nuts with a football. He doubled over crying laughing.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and then we showed him the steamed hams.
Steamed hams.
Steamed hams. And he laughed at that, too.
All right. Felt really this good. This will be my last question.
Okay.
If you were a superhero or supervillain, but could only have superpowers that weren't already taken, what new power would you choose and what would your name be?
Wow.
I'd be Captain Condiment and I'd shoot ketchup and mustard out of my titties.
Sweet. I love hot dogs.
Wouldn't that be a little awkward, though? We're all sitting around the table having hot dogs. Yeah. It's like, okay,
pass the mustard.
Just a minute.
Shit. I think I got it on your pants there. My bad.
There's one creep in the corner. You're like, oh, it's still warm. Oh, it's warm.
He's like, kick me in my balls and spray ketchup up my nose.
It's warm. Oh. I'm going to stay in that lane, the lane she's in. I'm going to say I'm going to be Chocolate Jizz Man. You do the fucking math on the rest of that one.
Chocolate Jizz Man. Chocolate Jizz Man.
Chocolate Jizz Man. Some say he is Chocolate Jizzy Man.
Oh, no, chocolate it's diabetes, man. My enemy.
Oh no, it's a fondue man.
Oh, Chocolate Jizz Man, you've won this round.
Chocolate Jizz Man, you've won this round. I'm Diabetes Man.
What about you, Ryan?
My foot's asleep.
I would be Diet Coke out of my pee-pee. I'm trying to think
of what... God, you undercut the calories on Chocolate Jizz Man. He's going for the health conscious crowd.
That's Captain right. Diet Dick. That's Diet right,
Dick. Oh, it's cock light.
Okay, I would be a villain. I would be called, I don't know, Roasted.
Roasted?
And my super evil power would be I could look at someone's food that they just made. Mm-hmm. By staring at it, it instantly becomes, like, overcooked.
That's cool.
Oh, man. He just hangs out at the steakhouse all day long.
I see you're making pasta there. Be a shame if it just fell apart on you.
He goes to Denny's and his powers work reverse for some reason. Everything's already overcooked. Shit, these pancakes are actually delicious. That was at Denny's because it's the only thing open at 3:14 in the morning.
After morning?
Oh. God.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
Oh my God. He made this Applebee's steak so tender you could actually cut it with a chainsaw.
Oh, that was good. Oh. Interesting.
Not my toast.
Oh. All right. Well, Miss Mustard Ketchup Tits and
yep. That's husband. A t-shirt. Print it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's time to take a break.
Okay. Yeah.
And then when we come back, more stuff.
Vanity is blasted, but it's ready.
Doop Kitchen Studio, but also the interwebs with our dearest Lawrence.
Hello.
Hello, buddy. The break is over, which means it's time for Ryan. Yes.
Thought I was going to go.
Oh, shit. No.
You said you wanted to go last.
My bad. I do. Yeah. Okay. Larry.
Well, you know what I got for you?
What?
What do you got?
A bracket. 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 All right. This bracket. 64. Got them broken down into fours. This is nice. Your rock band bracket.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
So in the first bracket, we've got our classic rock stage here, I guess.
Okay.
Yes. First up, we've got Led Zeppelin versus Fleetwood Mac.
Led Zeppelin.
Oh. Zeppelin.
That is tough.
That is tough. I would have to say Zeppelin.
I am going to say Zeppelin as well.
All right, we got Zeppelin. Moving on. Next up, Queen versus Eric Clapton.
Oh.
Queen.
Queen, hands Queen. Down.
It's Queen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's an easy sweep for Queen. Up next, we got Pink Floyd versus Aerosmith.
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah, Pink Floyd.
Yeah, Pink Floyd.
Oh, this doesn't happen often.
No, so next up we've got AC/DC versus David Bowie.
David Bowie.
David Bowie.
Bowie?
Yeah, I would have to say Bowie.
All right, Bowie moves on. Next up we've got Jimi Hendrix versus Creedence Clear Revival, or CCR. Creedence Clear
Revival. I can't stand CCR.
Really?
Yeah.
I love CCR.
So, I'm going to have to go with the old Hendrix.
Yeah.
I mean, same here.
Yeah.
Ryan?
Hendrix for influence.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we've got the Eagles versus The Who?
The Who.
Eagles, hands down.
I got to go with The Who. Ryan?
I saw The Who in concert. I'm a fan.
I know.
Sorry.
I knew that was a long shot. It's fine.
Well, I've been standing on the corner when the burn of a border in Grand Rapids, am I?
Okay. Next up, we've got The Doors versus The Rolling Stones.
Ooh, I'm going to go with The Doors.
Really?
The Door. I'm going to say The Doors, too. Wow. They had a bigger influence. Well, think about it. I mean, I love your keyboard playing.
Yeah, they got Robbie Krieger, and they have Jay Manzarek.
Yeah, I mean, it's like kind of like one of the first like indie but mainstream bands, kind of like Radiohead-ish.
Mm-hmm. Me, I'm a Stones fan.
Yeah. So I'm Doors.
Doors? Doors, go move on. Wow, what a, to me, an upset, but hey, what do I know? Next, the final in the first round is Tom Petty versus The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Ah, man, that's a tough it one. Is. But yeah, I have to say The Beatles.
Yeah, I got to go with The Beatles as well. So we move on to the second round. We've got Led Zeppelin versus Queen.
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 I'm a Zeppelin fan.
Mm.
I'm a bigger Zeppelin fan as well.
Ooh. Oh boy, we've got a tie. So, I don't know how to move on with this. Heads or tails? Okay.
We'll say
heads.
Heads will be Queen, tails will be Zeppelin.
Okay.
And I lost it.
All right, so flip yourself. If Larry lands,
I got another one here. Here we go. It's heads, so that means Queen moves on.
All right.
Next up, we've got...
That was a tough one.
I know. Mm-hmm. Pink Floyd versus David Bowie.
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah, Pink Floyd. Not an easy pick, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you guys are saying that, but in my heart, it's David Bowie.
Right.
Next up, we got Hendrix versus The Who.
The Who.
The Who.
The Who, because actually Pete Townsend was the reason there was a Hendrix, because Jimi Hendrix was so impressed with his guitar playing.
Yeah, I'll go with The Who as well. Next up, The Doors versus The Beatles.
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Beatles. And in the semifinals, we got Queen versus Pink Floyd.
Ooh.
My heart hurts.
I'm a Pink Floyd fan.
I'm a Pink Floyd fan, too.
I mean, I'm gotta a fan go of Queen, both, but... Like, ultimately, I like more Queen than I do Pink Floyd. And I love both these bands.
I like more Pink Floyd than I do Queen.
Ooh, Pink Floyd, sorry, moving honey. Upset.
And next, we got The Who versus The Beatles. Oof.
The Beatles.
Damn. It's a tough one.
I love more The Who songs than The Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
So I have... If my vote matters, I gotta go with The Who. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Who's mm-hmm. Next. It's one of my favorite classic rock albums.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I said Beatles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's up to Larry.
It's Beatles. And here we go. We've got Pink Floyd versus the Beatles as the final.
Oh.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah, I'm going Pink Floyd.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
All right, Pink Floyd moves on. In the next bracket, we've got your 80s bands.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Guns N' Roses versus The Smiths.
GNR.
The Smiths.
Yeah, I'm going GNR.
Ridiculous.
I mean, as far as if you go straight up 80s, it's GNR.
Mm-hmm.
Bon Jovi versus Poison.
God.
Bon Jovi? I mean, if I have to choose a lesser of two evils,
I'm going to go evils. With Poison.
I got to go with Poison. It's just big hair enough, and like, I love Bret Michaels.
What did Ryan pick?
The other one.
Jovi? Me too. So we'll go to a coin flip. Heads is Bon Jovi, tails is Poison. Poison goes on.
Ooh!
Next up is
bracket has. Sorry.
Next matchup is really interesting. It's ZZ Top versus The Cure.
Oh,
for me, that's The Cure.
The Cure for sure.
That's tough because I like more ZZ Top songs.
Mm-hmm.
But The Cure, I like their music more.
Yeah. I've been living so long with these pictures.
That's such a great ZZ Top song.
I'm going to go with The Cure.
Me as well. Cure moves on. Next up, we've got REM versus Heart.
Oh, Heart.
Heart.
Easily.
Heart, yep.
Ryan?
I said Heart.
I'm on my own island with REM. That's fine. Next up, Jesus, is really... Because I think Def Leppard is really underrated, but they're going up against Van Halen.
Yeah, that's a blowout.
Van Halen.
I mean, yeah, Van Halen, but Def Leppard is so good.
I love Def Leppard, yeah.
They are good.
Ooh, this is an interesting one. The Police versus U2.
Can I pick neither?
I would say... I do like Sting.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't... Early U2 was hugely influential. Mm-hmm. Like, I love a lot of their stuff.
Yeah.
There's some, like, incredible, just like, Where the Streets Have No Name.
Yeah, they've got some fantastic songs. There's no denying. But compared to The Police...
I know. The Police has longer-lasting influences because of, like, their...
Synchronicity 2 automatically is just like blows everything that U2 has out of the water.
Ghost in the Machine was good too.
I'm just saying, I think U2 is better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Personally.
That's your call.
For me.
Yeah, I'm going Police. It's tough though. Next up, we've got Kiss.
Oh, yeah.
Versus Duran Duran.
I got two.
you something. We're live tonight. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a great Duran Duran impression.
You know, sometimes I can't tell the difference between your Paul Stanley and your Fred Durst.
Yeah. So I'm guessing Josh is going to Kiss?
Yeah,
I'm a Duran Duran fan.
I'm going Duran Duran just so Kiss doesn't move on.
There's something wrong with you.
I do like some Kiss songs, and I've been the one on this podcast who kind of backs you up on your Kiss love. But man, Duran Duran.
Her name is Rio and Jane. Oh, such a good song.
Gave me the clap.
Jesus. So what's your pick, Ryan?
Duran Duran.
Nah, let it go to the coin toss.
And we've got a glam rock matchup right here.
Oh, I'm so excited.
White Snake versus Motley Crue.
Oh, Motley Crue.
Okay, hold on. This is a tough one. I mean,
I matched these brackets based on like a Rolling Stone list. Like there was a bunch of lists I kind of compiled this from. So it's not just me coming up with this.
Still of the Night is a banger.
It is.
Kickstart My Heart. Ugh. Oh,
Kickstart My
Shout
Heart.
At the Devil.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh.
Home Sweet Home. Oh, they're all good. Are you kidding me?
I can't stand Home Sweet Home. That song is so stupid. But
it's like the title's Home Sweet Home, and then they say it in the song. It's
what tool does that? But I gotta give it to them because, yeah, Dr. Feelgood. Kickstart My Heart is one of the coolest guitar intros. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Motley Crue.
Yeah, I'm going Motley Crue.
Crue goes on. Next up, we've got Guns N' Roses versus Poison. I mean, really?
GNR. Yeah, it's GNR.
Yeah, it's GNR. The Cure versus Heart.
Heart.
The Cure.
Ooh, Cure for me, too.
Yeah, The Cure.
Oh!
I love The Cure.
But Heart is basically female Led Zeppelin. See,
they're really good. I know, it's tough. This isn't easy.
We all know that Larry, you know, his characters, especially the best ones, like the goth character, comes from a place of truth.
Exactly.
He's going to say The Cure.
Does.
Yep.
Next up, Van Halen versus The Police.
Van Halen. Hands down.
I love The Police, but come on. Duran Duran versus Motley Crue.
Motley Crue.
Still think Duran Duran.
Me as well. So heads Duran Duran, tails Motley Crue.
I mean heads?
Heads Duran Duran wins.
Oh.
I'm sorry. There's just a couple albums I actually listen to. Mm-hmm. I love that band.
Guns N' Roses versus The Cure.
GNR.
I love The Cure, but Guns N' Roses was so influential, and they had so many hits.
GNR is like
Destruction is just the whole record is so good.
Yeah, I mean you can't deny Guns N' Roses was the better band.
Yeah, for sure.
Boy, we got Van Halen versus Duran Duran.
I swear to Christ, if you say Duran Duran over Van Halen, I will throw a empty package of Sour Patch.
Van Halen, then.
It's Van Halen.
Yeah, Van Halen for me.
Oh, God. You know where this is going.
Championship. Mm-hmm. Guns N' Roses versus Van Halen.
Oh.
Fuck.
I have to go with Van Halen.
I'm going Van Halen as well.
I mean, I fucking love a lot of Van Halen.
I mean, Head Slash died. Year. Guns N' Roses would win.
Right.
That's the sad truth.
Yeah. It would have been Guns N' Roses for me, but you know, Guns N' Roses is like a deep cut for me. They're one of my favorite bands.
Yeah.
Bracket number three. Mm-hmm. We've got our '90s kind of grungy. Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited. I already know who's going to win, but it's okay.
Number one, Nirvana versus Weezer.
Oh, you're breaking Josh's heart.
Yeah. I just hit the random button, so these matchups are random.
I would say Nirvana, personally, because I feel like they never had bad moments. It was all super concise.
They sold... I feel like they were more influential.
Yeah, I would say Nirvana,
completely.
Too.
Completely. I love both of these bands so much. But Nirvana.
Mm-hmm.
To me, this one probably doesn't sound like it's close, but to me, it is close, and it's Foo Fighters versus Sonic Youth.
Sonic Youth.
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
And I gotta go with Foo Fighters as well.
But I guess Sonic,
Sonic Youth is just so crazy. Just so crazy good. Oh. Is Asher crying?
Yeah. Okay, so we had to do a little behind the scenes action there for a bit, but we are going to finish this COVID therapy bracket, just the three boys, old school style, pre-episode 50 style.
Oh, we can talk about boobs and stuff.
All right, next up we've got Green Day versus Soundgarden.
Soundgarden.
I like more Green Day songs. Soundgarden's good, but I gotta go Green Day.
I mean, Green Day has had way more hits. Gotta go with Green Day. It's the battle of the initials, R-E-A-T-M versus N-I-N. That's Rage Against the Machine versus Nine Inch Nails.
Nine Inch Nails.
Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah. I'll go with that as well. Next up, we've got the Pixies versus Smashing Pumpkins.
Smashing Pumpkins all day.
I mean, the Pixies are good, too.
Personally, I'm going to say Pixies.
Yeah, I'm going to go with, I think, I Melancholy and the Infant Sadness gives me the edge to, gives the edge to Smashing Pumpkins. Next up, we've got, now again, I got this list from a website, not, this is not me, Hole versus Black Crowes.
Black Crowes, all day long. Shake Your Money Maker is a great record.
I like more Hole songs than Black Crowes.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Might be. Larry. Yeah,
I think ultimately I go with Black Crowes. Hole did have like one really good album. I feel like the Black Crowes were just a little better. Pearl okay. Jam versus Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam.
Gosh, I'd go Red Hot Chili Peppers, but Pearl Jam.
Mother's Milk is a better record than any Pearl Jam record.
Fucking Red Hot Chili Peppers are so funky.
That is true. You know what? I'm going to take it back. I'm going to go Chili Peppers.
I guess wow. I'm alone.
Mother's Milk is so good.
Jane's Addiction versus Alice in Chains.
Alice in Chains.
I never liked Alice in Chains.
What?
Jane's Addiction.
What's wrong with you? Yeah, I'll go with Jane's Addiction as well. I do really like Alice in Chains. Second round, we go Nirvana. Oh, this is weird. Nirvana versus Foo Fighters.
Nirvana.
Nirvana.
Foo Fighters. I think they've...
Okay.
More hits, longer lasting...
Green, I can see that.
Yeah.
Green Day versus Nine Inch Nails.
Nine Inch Nails.
Nine Inch Nails
Nine
again.
Nine Inch Nails. Smashing Pumpkins versus the Black Crowes.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Yep. Red Hot Chili Peppers versus Jane's Addiction.
Chili Peppers.
I guess Chili Peppers.
Yeah, Chili Peppers. Oh boy, we got Foo Fighters. Or I'm sorry. We said Nirvana, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me fix that. We've got Nirvana versus Nine Inch Nails.
Ooh, boy.
I'd say longer. It's like your argument with Foo Fighters and Nirvana. I would say Nine Inch Nails because they've been around. Trent Reznor's prolific.
Hits, though.
Yeah, that's why I'm going with Nirvana. They had more hits. I think Foo Fighters had more hits and more longevity.
Yeah, I'm going to go Nirvana. I love Nine Inch Nails.
And we got Smashing Pumpkins versus Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, I'm going to reach for the Smashing Pumpkins. before I would the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and we've got Nirvana versus Smashing Pumpkins.
Oof. Two big loves there. This is hard. But I ultimately will go with Smashing.
Same here.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
I have to pick between the two.
Next, we've got the metal round.
Yeah.
Black Sabbath versus Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit.
Black Sabbath?
Yeah.
I'm going Sabbath as well.
You monsters.
Motorhead versus Korn.
Motorhead.
I really like Korn.
I do too. It's great with a little butter and salt.
Mm. Some chili pepper. Mm.
Or maybe freshly popped in a sleeping bag on your oven.
I love Motorhead, but I gotta go Korn.
I'm going Motorhead. Judas Priest versus Anthrax.
Judas Priest.
Judas Priest.
God, I love Anthrax when they did with Public Enemy, but Judas Priest moves on. They're like the OGs.
Mm-hmm.
Slayer versus Iron Maiden.
Slayer.
Oh, why are you doing this to me? Iron Maiden. Iron Maiden.
You know what? I'm not a big metal fan, but I'm going with Josh's instincts here. We're going Iron Maiden.
Okay.
System of a Down versus Death.
System of a Down.
This category hurts. It's a personal attack. I made this
the
attack.
Last one, like the last of the, you know, runoffs. Just
Evil
for
Death
you.
Fucking donkey cheese. I'm gonna go with System of a Down.
Same here. I would listen to them before Death. Pantera versus Tool. I think I just broke Josh. He's broken.
I love both of these bands so much. And it's hard because they're so different from each other.
That's like picking, what would it be, KT Tunstall.
But are they not both metal? Did I do something wrong here?
No, well, you
Tool,
did.
Tool,
you
I did would great. Say, is more of a, I mean, yes, prog they rock, are, they're metal-y. Prog metal.
Yeah, I mean,
which
I didn't
is where
break it down too much.
Yeah, being the Genesis super fan, I got to go with the prog rock and say Tool.
But Dimebag Darrell was such a huge influence on my guitar playing. So I've got to go Pantera.
Sorry, Josh. I like Tool.
I love Tool, too, and I'm not brokenhearted.
Here's a Battle of the M's. It's Megadeth versus Metallica.
Megadeth. No. Injustice for All. Fucking A.
I'm going to go Metallica.
Metallica.
Metallica had the hits in the... And, I mean, can't deny that. Slipknot versus Dream Theater.
Yeah, right. Dream Theater.
I mean, I would say I like more Slipknot songs than Dream Theater because that's... that I've not listened to very much Dream Theater.
Let's say what?
So... I know I'm reminded.
Let me spin you a tale.
Every week that I need to, but
I can. I will.
I would say this.
I will. I will put together a list of Dream
Listen,
Theater songs that aren't all like 17 minutes of.
I like it. So what I'm saying is, even though I know if I did listen to it, based on all the people that I care about who've told me that you should listen to this, I'm going to vote for Dream Theater. Because it just tells me that music people love it. So
I love the production of Slipknot.
Mm.
Oh, there's no denying.
The production is fucking spot on. But
album
Dream
3
Theater
is,
moves on.
Iowa is one of the most important metal records of the 2000s in my mind.
Have you heard his solo album?
Yeah, it sucks.
Oh man.
Here we go.
It really sucks.
Here we go. Black Sabbath versus Motorhead.
Ooh.
I'd say Black Sabbath has bigger influence, especially with their guitar player. And
well, I don't care about influence. I'm thinking personally. And Fairies Wear Boots is a badass song. And War Pigs is one of the greatest songs ever written. So I'm going to go Black Sabbath.
God, if you made me choose, I would choose a Motorhead, but Black Sabbath moves on, and I totally get it. Anthrax versus Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden.
I'd say Iron Maiden.
And I would go Anthrax. This is why I shouldn't be judging the metal round. Iron Maiden moves on. System of a Down versus Tool.
Tool.
Yeah, I'd say Tool.
Again, I would go System of a Down. I think their shit is so catchy. But Tool moves on. Metallica versus Dream Theater.
Boy, when you're looking at sales-wise, obviously there's a massive difference.
Yeah. But you said influence. You said yeah, personal.
On a personal level, yeah. All day long is Dream Theater.
I have to go with Metallica just because based on their... You know, everything from their influence to their sales. You
fucking love
it. Else. Fucking love.
I've listened to a lot of Metallica, and I think I've mentioned I'm not a huge fan of Lars's drumming.
Mm-hmm. You may have mentioned it once or twice.
Yeah, maybe once, thrice.
And Portnoy's like a god on drums.
I guess Again, if personally, I would assume that if I dug into each of those bands, I would come out liking Dream Theater more. So I'm going to go Dream Theater.
Wow. Upset. In my mind.
I know. We're not trying to constantly contradict your votes.
No, most of my votes, but I think Metallica is one of the most well-known metal bands. So
they deserve to be on the Mount Rushmore of metal. There's no denying that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ooh, this is a good matchup. Black Sabbath versus Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden.
They're so close. This is like a, for me, this is like a photo finish type thing. Like, we've got to look at the tape. We've got to figure this out. God, that's hard. Honestly, probably Iron Maiden.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So it's, and I would have gone with Black Sabbath, but Iron Maiden moves on.
Understandable.
Just because of the influence. I mean, I do like Iron Maiden, but one of the few metal bands I do like. Tool versus Dream Theater.
Two prog metal bands.
It's a pretty intense matchup.
Both of them are so good.
Having heard only a little of Dream Theater, but hearing all of Tool, I have to go with my experience and feel like I would reach for the Tool first.
I've listened to all Mark things that. From both of these bands, and I love them so dearly. But at the end of the day, I love the instrumentation much more in Dream Theater.
Understood.
God, I hate to break your heart, Josh, but I'm reaching for Tool before I am Dream Theater.
I will put together a list of songs, like I said, that are not the 17-minute-long epics.
Next up, the finals, Iron Maiden versus Tool.
Oh, shh. Tool. I'm going to just go with my gut.
Yeah, Tool.
Tool. All right, so we back up, and we've got... we have Pink Floyd... versus Van Halen.
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah, Pink Floyd. And then we've got Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, no.
Yeah, versus Tool.
You know what? Because I know how big of an influence the album is, I'm just going to side with you guys and probably say Smashing Pumpkins.
I'm going Pumpkins.
Yeah. That is really hard, though, because...
Because both... Well, Tool, almost every Tool record except for one I can think of is front to back incredible. Whereas Smashing Pumpkins, I can't say that about every single record.
Yeah.
My thought process is what am I putting in my road trip CD player, MP3 player?
How high are you?
Really? You would go with Tool over Smashing Pumpkins on a road trip?
No, I'm just deliberating with myself. You know what? I will go with the Smashing Pumpkins.
So Pumpkins move on. That makes the final Pink Floyd versus Smashing Pumpkins.
I mean, if you go based on Josh's argument for the last thing, you kind of got to give it to Pink Floyd, because it's like
the only bad records they had were the ones when Roger Waters was gone.
Yeah. I mean,
Final Cut was the last Roger Waters record.
Right.
So, yeah.
Which was largely written by him, and there's still some good stuff on there.
Yes. But, like, was it Momentary Lapse of Reason?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple other ones. They just weren't that good. But the Pumpkins have, like, everything post Machina 2
mm-hmm.
is just not amazing.
Yeah.
Right. Good songs, but not great records.
They were hot for a good minute.
Yeah, well, yeah. You look at, like, 92 to 2000, 2001. No, Gish was, like, 89.
Oh, okay.
89 or 90.
So you're talking...
And Gish is good, but yeah, Siamese Dream all the way through Machina 2 are so good.
I didn't care for Machina.
It's probably a little heavy for your tastes, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I guess so. It just
But you look at Pink Floyd, though, and you got records like Animals, of course, The Wall, Dark Side of the Moon.
Wish You Were Here.
Metal.
Yeah.
Metal. Oh, God dang. Echoes is one of my favorite songs ever. Pumpkin, you know, okay.
What did you get a tattoo of?
I do have a Pink Floyd tattoo, but all the music I write is Smashing Pumpkins. Basically.
Hey, man, oh, I get it.
Okay. I am going to go with Pink Floyd.
Wow.
It's hard. That's a hard choice. And if you ask me tomorrow, I might say the Smashing Pumpkins.
Right. Larry, what do you think?
I gotta go with Pink Floyd.
Yep, me too.
So there you go. Pink Floyd is the greatest rock band ever because we said so.
Damn straight, and I know April would be down with that.
April would probably be okay with that. You know, and I think that there's a lot of people that would agree with that.
Hey, man, let's do an edible and watch Wizard of Oz.
Because I thought Led Zeppelin would have gone all the way, but no, they didn't.
What did it get snubbed out by?
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd. Yeah. Because
I think we're more psych rock people.
Oh yeah,
you guys
psychedelic.
Are.
I like psychedelic and prog. Those are my jams.
I like good fucking riffs. Give me some Van Halen, some Led Zeppelin. Just wow. Ugh.
Yeah,
I do too, man. Riffs. That's why
just
I love
Rage
Against
the
Machine.
Give me a riff and a groove. That's all I need.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, brother. That's why we like funk, too.
Mm-hmm.
Got that smooth groove.
So there you go. There's your nice fucking brackets.
Well, hey, it's almost 4 a.m. And we've been working since we were born. So I think it's time for us to adjourn, fellas. But hey, it was fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Therapying it up.
Therapeutic. In nature. Therapeutic.
My back feels good. I'm alive. Thank Jeebus.
April might be upstairs sleeping with Asher in bed.
Probably.
Yeah.
Can you blame her?
No.
Anyway, we love you guys.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
Yep.
Does anybody have anything they want to throw out there before we end this bad bear?
Oh, go to Patreon and pay for the other shows because they're so fucking good.
Yeah.
And that way you can understand all the references we made to those Patreon episodes.
And allegedly it may actually cure COVID. So, hey.
True.
Join our Patreon. We'll see you guys next week and girls on another episode of Conspiracy Therapy. Have a great one, guys.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
A presentation of Beer City Media.